Hey, this is Sam Moore from Memory Foam.
Hi, I'm Yuko from Memory Foam. We are talking about our new debut album, Steel Magnolia.
The first time I heard about Memory Foam was back in 2020. So this album has been in the works for a long time. How did you all meet and start recording as a group?
I guess if it was in 2019, I had a bunch of riffs and I was sort of making some demos, and I was sort of making some riffs to some drum machine beats that I had made. And I knew Guy and Sinesha a bit, but I didn't know them really well. I ran into Sinesha on the street. We knew each other through a mutual friend. And I sent him some demos and he was really keen. He was like, I just really want to play bass in a band. And then I got in touch with Guy because he had actually tried out for another band I was in, but he wasn't that interested in it. And then when I sent him this other stuff, he was really excited about it. And so the three of us sort of were jamming for a little while, but we kind of three dudes playing some riffs at that point. It was actually quite funny. One day, Guy was just like, oh, we need a singer and we should have synths in our band. And he showed up for practice with both Yuko and Samantha, who I don't think had met each other. They came in, and it's just one of those weird coincidences where it kind of just all clicks.
Yeah, I was just a customer of the local brewer, the Memory Foam. Music is really punk rock, and my music background is not punk rock music, so I was just like worried about it, but it came out my singing style naturally.
The first demo I made, which I sent to Guy, had someone else playing the drums on it. And he had never even met Sinesha, and it feels like that kind of did start out a bit of a bedroom project, just something I was sort of tinkering away on for whatever reason.
When I joined Memory Foam first time, I wasn't expecting like that, because I didn't have confidence about singing in punk rock. So I've been trying singing away. Every practice was quite challenging, because isolation was hard to shout out in the house, but I didn't have high motivation at the time, so I pushed by myself a lot. So it's kind of challenging time for me.
It's great to see Mike Logie involved on this project. When did he jump on board for production duties?
I had met Mike Logie through work. We used to record Foley together. You know, Foley's like recording footsteps, and we got on quite well. And we had a few jams at where he worked. And yeah, we always just got on quite well. I was actually picking his brain about where to record, and we'd sort of been talked to about another studio, and he was just like, I've got really good experience, Foley, so that's all I can really speak to. And then he just kind of said, oh, if you've got a producer, if you have a producer, it kind of, it doesn't really matter where you record, more or less. And I kind of jokingly said, well, do you want to produce our record? And he was like, oh yeah, sure.
Actually, I didn't know about Mike before, but it was my first time work on with a music producer. I was a little bit shy, a little bit nervous with my singing, but Mike always, he's so kind to me every time.
Great. Well, let's get into the track by track breakdown then.
ご注意ください。ご注意ください。
Guy actually reached out, and Elias said we were one of her favourite rock bands. It was still during isolation, so we were just sending each other tracks. And I think there's a bit of a period where Yuko and Zona have talked about what the song was about.
That was my first time as well, collaborate with another musician, collaborate song with another musician. So it was so fun though. It was so fun to make music together with Baby Zino. Actually, I wrote down the lyric first and I just texted to Baby Zino what's the theme about this song.
It's actually quite funny. I sort of presented that as a some riffs that I had over some drum beat at the start of 2020, and I initially called it 2019. I called it that because I had a really bad year, and then a couple of months into 2020, the COVID outbreak happened, and everyone's lives got way more complicated. It seems sort of a bit silly now that I called that 2019, because that, by comparison, was a much more normal year. Guy ended up making the drums way more dynamic and driving, and Samantha just intuitively came up with the really catchy synth line. I don't know, it's just sometimes in bands, things seem to come together very naturally.
That was my first time to try rap. I never ever tried rap before, but I really like the sound. The lyric I'm singing, I sing like I'm just a woman on minimum wage, and I run midnight shift over like 12 hours, and I just don't wanna hear complaint from the customer anymore. I'm working long time shift. So yeah, but yeah, that's a story of Don't Bring Me Down.
You
I've been listening to the Jimbo track a lot the time. I was looking after my old band guitarist Cat. The Cat really like Jimbo. I just brought the lyric to band practice and I was just singing straight away.
What's interesting about that song is that was the riff that we kind of were the least sure about. Sometimes those ones where it's just sort of shamelessly catchy, you can be a bit dismissive about it. And I always just thought it had a funny kind of pub rock vibe. Like I always say it's kind of like the Doors LA Woman, but a bit more pub rock. Well, Grumpy was another one that started out as a drum machine beat. I guess I was sitting at home and it really entertained me. It put a smile on my face, I guess is, you know, the way I describe it. Yuko was doing this really amazing discordant kind of vocal long-held notes. And when I was listening to it, I kind of had the sound in my head. The lab, they have a proper working Leslie speaker, and we kind of like it was sort of a bit of a thing that I really wanted to fit into our time there. So once we had tracked everything, I was like, can we try out these vocals through this Leslie speaker? It's basically this beautiful old wooden cabinet with a revolving speaker in it, and the sound of it is, there's something quite haunting about it, is the way I describe it. It kind of it's a little bit ghostly and sinister. We set up Yuko in the mixing room and she just really went for it.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything about my voice at that time, but it's turned out really good sounding great.
Thank you.
So this one was actually more just a basic idea. It was another one that I liked it, but I wasn't sure how the rest of the band would feel about it. But actually, Guy's really was our drummer was really the driving enthusiasm behind this track. And consequently, people say they view it as one of their favorite tracks of ours. I just sort of go nuts on the guitar on this one. This is another one that I really think it was brilliant lyrically. It really ties everything together in terms of our band name, but Yuko kind of tied it all together with this idea of insomnia and trauma that's, you know, keeping you awake. And I just think it's just one of those things where it all kind of ties together in the form of a song.
Yes.